AOTS has provided a place for men to deepen their spiritual life through practical action since 1923, when Dr. Herbert Riggs founded the group. That was in Vancouver, but AOTS quickly grew to have chapters across Canada. The men of AOTS continue to be active members of their communities, supporting services such as local hospitals and summer camps. Jim McKibben is the national president of AOTS. He's on the phone in Toronto. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Megan.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Good. Now, I just want to start with the basics about AOTS. Talk about the name of your organization and how it reflects on the work that you do.
Well, the name of the organization comes from a biblical passage in Luke. Luke 22, verse 27, in fact. And it's a quote from Jesus, who said, "I am among you as one that serves." And AOTS is based on those four words, "as one that serves." And in fact, the kind of organization that AOTS is based on the service leadership principle that Jesus espoused. And many, many people of great spirituality espoused the same kind of spirit of leadership. And servant leadership is actually a business style that is used by many, many business leaders, a very successful business style of leadership that's used in a contemporary fashion now. We have in AOTS some 50 clubs right across the country, from Victoria to St. John's, and we exist in pretty well every province. The clubs are organized around the basis of providing servant leadership in terms of projects, in terms of fundraising, and we also provide fellowship for men in study of spirituality and the Golden Rule.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about servant leadership, what does that mean for people who might not have heard of that?
Well, it essentially means that the leader, in fact, leads through service in the organization. In business, it would mean that managers and supervisors and CEOs strive to make the people that work for them successful in their work. And in fact, if they are successful in their work, the organization is successful. That same spirit, though, is the spirit of leadership that Jesus espoused in his work. Servant leadership being the one who would sit down, prepare the meal for others, and make way for them to be successful in the work that they were carrying out.
And so why do you think that men choose to join AOTS? I mean, there are so many organizations out there and service clubs and things like that. How is AOTS different from those other service clubs?
Well, AOTS is a service organization that is spiritually based. It's based, of course, in Christianity and the spiritual leadership of Jesus, and that spirit of leadership is espoused by many other religions and organizations. So we're not strictly based on the Christian faith in that way. We don't exclude people from other faiths or other beliefs or anything like that. The spirit of leadership, though, that servant spirit of leadership, is one that the organization is based around. And it then provides men not only an opportunity to engage in service work, which is easy for men to do because many men do this, but it also provides them with an opportunity to share in men's circles or in study groups ideas about men and the changing role of men in society today.
What do you think the benefit is for men to meet in that way and to work together in that way?
Well, I think the benefit for men is very similar to the benefit that women derive out of women's groups and certainly derived out of the women's movement over the past 40 years. And that is that when men are meeting with men, they can share ideas and a common framework that is easily identifiable by men. There's no explanations required. Similarly, I think this is the case with women's groups. There's no explanation required. Women simply understand the lot that women are dealing with in their lives as men deal with the lot that they are dealt with in lives, and the gender roles that are not only expected of people, but espoused by the society. Now, that's not to say that men and women can't meet together. Of course they can. I know that early in my days being active in the men's movement, that we had a man who had joined our group who was a transgendered individual and who was actually pursuing going through the change of his actual sex identification. Mm-hmm. And he felt very comfortable in our group, and as a matter of fact, before he went and sought the change, he asked us if after he was finished, if he could continue coming to the group, and we said, of course you can. The opportunity for men to sit together, to share ideas, to share spirituality together without too terribly much comment, but to simply be, understand, and listen to one another.
That's really interesting. Now talk about some of the projects that AOTS is involved in right now. What are some of those projects?
Well, AOTS, of course, is the men's organization of the United Church of Canada. So we are very much an organization which walks along the path of the United Church. And as many people may know, the United Church is a church which has been at the forefront of the social gospel, at the forefront of issues related to peace and anti-war throughout its history, and the AOTS works in that regard as well. In terms of some of the projects that we've been engaged in, we have about five projects going on right now. We have a hospital project, which is in which we are raising money for the provision of various machines at hospitals that we select throughout the country. We have a youth to camp program because we very fervently believe that young people's opportunities in life are enhanced by a camping experience, and so many of our clubs send numbers of youth to camps through fundraising events every year. We also have an agricultural bursary or scholarship that we provide to students in agriculture who are willing to work in a country in Asia, Africa, and Latin America to do development work in agriculture. And we also do some service work in terms of recording the United Church Observer magazine on tape so that people who are visually impaired can hear what's contained in the Observer on a month-to-month basis. And finally, one of our biggest projects right now is a project we call the Dondi Project. And over the course of the last 15 months, in conjunction with the Men's Ministry Network of the United Church of Canada, we've raised about a little over $200,000 to refurbish and rebuild a school in the Dondi region of Angola, the Lutamu School, in fact. And that school had been destroyed in the course of 27 years of civil war in Angola. And when the Portuguese left a colony that was ill-equipped in terms of educational matters to pick right up, especially by virtue of the fact that much of the educational infrastructure had been destroyed. So we're working on this project through drumathons, getting men and women and congregations and individuals together to raise money through drumming to rebuild the school, and we're well on our way. We have raised over $200,000.
What kind of drumming is it?
What kind of drumming? It's really community drumming. We did a national tour with some drummers by the name of the Abbey North Drummers, and they simply conducted drumming circles in various United Church congregations and other places throughout the country on a national tour. And so the drumming simply proceeds in a circle. You can have all sorts of different kinds of drums there and different kinds of musical instruments, percussion instruments, and generally the experience is that they're conducted, that one section plays, another section plays, and it's quite a moving experience for anyone who hasn't been involved in a drumming circle. It's probably a good idea to associate oneself with it because it's very spiritually uplifting, and it's just an awful lot of fun.
It sounds
great. Recently, on October 1st and 2nd, we held a 24-hour drumathon in which that part of the project, we raised over $65,000 through that drumathon. So we're continuing with that work, and it's just one of the projects that AOTS is engaged in.
Wow, I'd love to hear that sometime. I'm going to definitely watch for them. Now, what do you hear from members who work on those projects?
Well, I think that knowing men from coast to coast who work on the project, they realize that as activists in communities, one of the things that activists get back is simply an understanding that their work has, you know, contributed to the greater good of an individual, of an organization, of a school, for example. And in all of the service work of AOTS, it has that sort of reward at the end of it. It is very spiritually uplifting to understand that you've worked on a project that has alleviated some suffering, that has provided some education, that has enhanced people's ability to simply live and to grow in their faith, in their life, and in their understanding of simply how to function in society. So I think what people get back from that is a great sense of understanding that they've been doing the right thing. So I think I can't encapsulate it anymore. It's nice to be able to help people, and often the reward that the people who are helping receive is just as great as the reward that people who actually receive the benefit.
Mm-hmm. And now, where do you see the place of men's clubs in the future?
Well, I think that in our society, there's a great need for an ongoing and continuing discussion of the role of men and the role of women in society. And I think that would take place certainly in AOTS within the bounds of the United Church of Canada from a spiritual perspective. And so as our church grows, develops, and changes with the times, and there are many exciting things going on in the United Church of Canada right now, the AOTS also changes its approach, adapts its understanding to a new way of looking at spirituality, a new way of understanding God. We have great scientific advances all the time. We've just had Stephen Hawking talk to us all about how it's possible for something to come from nothing, which is a really interesting spiritual concept. Mm-hmm. I think AOTS needs to keep up with those times, to be at the forefront of those kinds of discussions, looking at the issue of meaning. On the question of what's taking place in the world, it's important that people pursue social justice initiatives, but I don't think it's possible to really pursue those initiatives unless you have as a basis of the discussion an understanding of what you're trying to do, an understanding of meaning, and a spiritual perspective. And when we, I think, put that spiritual perspective on the negotiating table in politics, I think we can solve a lot of problems simply by looking at the question of how does one follow the golden rule in these circumstances, because the golden rule really is an implicit part of most spiritual perspectives, most religions.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Megan.
That was Jim McKibben, the national president of AOTS. He spoke to us from his office in Toronto. Thanks for listening to the AOTS podcast. If you're interested in finding out more or in getting involved in the organization, you can find more information on the AOTS website. That's aots.ca.